The FT.
Britain's biggest companies are at the cusp of achieving their voluntary target of having a quarter of their board seats occupied by women. Nevertheless, diversity is far from achieved, especially in the company's executive ranks. With Germany having decided to move to mandatory quotas, voices for Britain to do the same are beginning to emerge. This week in the FT, Lady Barbara Judge, the new chairman of the Institute of Directors, says she favours quotas. I'm Carol Ahoyos, editor of the FT's Executive Appointments and its Non-Executive Directors Club. And with me to debate the issue of whether we now need quotas are Vicky Price, Chief Economic Advisor at CEBR and author of Why Women Need Quotas, and Lord Mervyn Davis of Abasoch, a former banker and government minister of trade, investment and small business, and the spearhead of the voluntary effort, whose latest review on the issue was published this week. Vicky, why do we need quotas if companies are about to meet their voluntary targets?
Well, it's interesting to see what's been going on, which is that indeed we're moving towards achieving the 25% women representation on boards. But the interesting thing for me is that a lot of those positions are being filled by part-time NEDs, in other words, non-executive directors, who do not have executive positions either in the company on whose board they find themselves or in any other company. And there are the same sort of groups of women who seem to be moving from one board to another and often hold multiple positions. For me, what really matters is what happens in the organisation itself. And that means more executive women, women in senior positions who can change the culture further down the organisation and also can appear as role models for the women who otherwise disappear, and the loss to the economy of those women disappearing in terms of skills, productivity, growth is too huge to contemplate, and therefore we do need to do something in terms of ensuring that this market failure, as I call it, being an economist, is in fact corrected.
Lord Davies, what do you think? Do we have time to wait for this to happen more naturally, or do we need quotas?
Well, look, there's one thing I agree with Vicky on. We need more women on executive committees of boards. But I think we shouldn't forget that in the last 4 years, we've made extraordinary progress. Only 4 years ago, over 20% of the top 100 companies in the UK on the FTSE had never had a woman on their executive committee or their board. And now the percentage is zero. So I think roughly one in three board appointments now go to women compared to one in 10 four or five years ago. So I think we've still got a challenge. I mean, this is a journey. It's a social change. I think quotas are the wrong way of doing it. I think we need the sector to put its house in order. We first of all fix the boards, and then we put more and more emphasis on executive committees. So I would summarize in saying great progress to date, but still much to do.
Why quotas versus a voluntary approach, Vicky?
Well, it seems to be moving very slowly. I think what I find incredibly interesting is the number of women in very senior positions who until very recently would say exactly what Mervyn Davis has just said, which is, let's wait and see voluntarily we can actually change the system. But now they're getting quite exasperated by the very slow progress, particularly on executive jobs. I mean, if you look at the percentage of executive positions held by women in business, it's absolutely tiny. I think between 2003 and now, senior posts in business taken over by women accounted for only about 10% of the total. And it isn't just in business. It's also in academia, for example. It is, of course, in politics. It's in the public sector, even, which is supposed to be really open to women. So they're all saying now, let's have quotas because it's not worth waiting. During our lifetime, it's just not going to change significantly. Barbara Judge, for example, has come out saying so, whereas I do know that only a few years ago she would have said that she doesn't really go for quotas. But also Fiona Wolf, the previous Lord Mayor of London, who said, well, I wasn't really in favour of it, but I now see that things are moving so slowly. Perhaps we should have them for a while.
Lord Davis, are you hearing the same voices?
I completely disagree with that. I mean, Vicky's mentioned two or three individuals, but, you know, I've done over nearly 298, to be precise, speaking engagements in the last 4 years of this issue. When we started on this, 89% of the female respondents to the survey and, the public review were against quotas. Everywhere I go, in meeting women, I did three events last week. Absolutely, the vast majority are against quotas because it's tokenism, it's a lack of meritocracy. what we are doing and what we're seeing is a major social change in the boardrooms and executive committees of corporates. There is no doubt that when this discussion and social change started, that the UK was totally driven and run by men, and that is now changing. We need to see more evidence of the change in executive committees. But for Vicky or anybody else to say that, you know, the progress has been slow is just factually incorrect.
But Mervyn, how do we move the change forward without quotas? You've suggested that there are ways you're going to look at the executive. How are you going to do that?
Well, I think that, you know, we first of all tackled the FTSE 100, and then you look at the FTSE 350. The number of all-male boards in the FTSE 350 is reduced from 152 to now 23. Still 23 too many. But now, if you're a chairman or you're on the nominations committee of any big board or indeed any company, if you don't realize that you need to get diversity and the right blend of talent on your executive committee and make sure that it's representative of your workforce and your customer base, then you are asleep at the wheel. So I think the nature of the discussion has now moved into how do we develop the female pipeline and how do we retain the female talent and how do we get them to the top of the company? And I don't know of any chief executive, male or female, who doesn't have this as one of their top agenda items in their businesses.
Is that enough, Vicky Price?
I think it's absolutely true that it's the pipeline we need to focus on. But of course, there are now some high profile women who are saying that we need quotas, who move from one to the other. And many women don't want to necessarily come out and say that that's exactly what's required, although they are saying this increasingly, because it's quite interesting that quite a lot of women feel that, you know, suddenly there's going to be a lot of competition around them. They've made it because of whatever they've done, and why should others be given extra help, which I think is very, very negative. What we're doing in society is we're missing out the talent of half the population who should be out there running organisations. And I think somebody very famously has said that, you know, we'll know we have equality when we have a sort of mediocre woman running a company. I think it's going to take too long for anything to change. Quotas will accelerate the whole process. And I think without that, whatever chief executives may say at the top, we're just not going to achieve the change that we want in our lifetime.
Lord Davies and Vicky Price, thank you very much.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.